Moron Rav Avram Pam Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, was sitting shiva for his father, a guy in Remeir Zatzal. And one of the family members, one of his siblings, mentioned that maybe we followed the wrong doctor's advice. Had we gone to a different doctor, followed a different medical procedure, maybe he'd be alive. And Rav Pam's mother, Allah Shalom, interrupted and decisively said, "This was his time. There's no second guessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His allotted years were up." First and foremost, when a person attempts to be Menachem Avil, one has to go in with the mindset that this was the Ritzayin Hashem. A difficult time, a tragedy, even when the parents are elderly people in their 90s, for the children they yisayimim. It changes their whole lifestyle. They become the next door. But whether we're dealing with younger people, Rahman al-Atslan, or older people, first and foremost in one's mind, you have to have the solidified thought, maminim b'nei maminim, that this was the Ritzayin Hashem, and a person doesn't live a day less, a moment less, than it was ordained by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mari v'Rabbi Rav Motcha Gifter Zatzal, when he was sitting shiva for his mother, La Shalom, nearly 45 years ago, told Bachram from Telz that came to be Menachem Avil, "The only one who was Menachem Avil me, kahalocha, was Reb David," referring to Agayin Reb David Krengel as that Zal the Mashkiach and Magid Shir in Yisrael, "because Reb David gave me Musar." According to Rav Gifter, the concept of sitting shiva is to lower yourself, to subordinate yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those 7 days of shiva, you're being matzdik the din, tziduk ha-din, to justify what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Hatzur tamim paloi ki chol drachav mishpat, keil emunah vein avil. And that's very important, that a person try to convey, even subtly, tziduk ha-din. How do you give musar to an avil? The right time, the right place. It's always with words of encouragement. "You're so wonderful. What musar can I give you? Just continue in the legacy of your father or your mother or your family." But it's important somehow to convey a need to grow during the period of Avelis. Individuals can grow through celebration and through tragedy. The concept of sitting shiva is really to be matzdik the din. My grandfather Zatzal would call it unconditional surrender. At the end of World War II, whether with the Japanese or the Germans, Yimach Shemam, the United States wanted only one type of surrender, unconditional surrender. And that's what it is to sit on the ground, unconditional surrender, accepting the Ritzayin Hashem. Darki Musa explains, how do we define HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Sur tamim paloi ki chol drachav mishpat, keil emunah, the Rebbeinu shel Olam of faith, ve'ein ovel, with no perversion, no iniquity. Could you imagine introducing someone and saying, "This is my friend Yankel. He's a wonderful person. He's not a ganef. That's the mail of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein ovel. There's no perversion of justice." Says the Darki Musa, when things are going well in life, then clearly keil emunah. Tamim darkoi. All that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is perfect. The challenge in emunah is when it's ein ovel. When we undergo the Holocaust, a personal tragedy, or national tragedy, and we still recognize and realize a perfect faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's brought out by Avelis. Maminim b'nei maminim, every Yid is a seasoned believer. And that's how we can be Menachem Avil. We don't feel the keen, sharp pain of the Avil. But within the context of Klal Yisrael, Hamokim Menachem Eschem, we know of pain, of suffering, of challenge, of tragedy. And we can be Menachem. It's also good to personalize the Nicham Avelim. Remember the tragedy of Leiby Kletsky, Zecher Tzadik, Levroch Hashem Kemdomai, was asked to speak for 1,200 people in Flatbush on the High Lifeline. What are you going to say? I remember saying that in my own way, I understood a little bit of what the family was going through. I had a brother who was 7.5 years old. And the Steingedacht Erev Pesach in Cincinnati, we're visiting our grandparents. He was killed by a car. on the way to the pharmacy to get some eye drops for my father's atzel. He was standing on the corner. And the Jewish lady on the way to the hair salon didn't see him, hit him. He was dragged under the car and he died in the hospital, actually in the ambulance on the way to the hospital. And that night, Pesach, at the Seder, my parents and grandparents conducted a Seder. They sang Dayenu. They ate Morer. They ate Matzah. They reclined with Haseba. They sang Chag Gadya. I was 4 years old. Where did they get the strength to conduct the Seder hours after burying their child, their grandchild? Truth be known, the Kfura hadn't even taken place. Rav Blazer Silverzatzal, the Rav of Cincinnati, Paskin, that the Kfura should take place on the second day of Yom Tov, a Minyan Mitzumtzum was taken. He was buried al Tanai in Cincinnati and moved ultimately to Har HaMenuchas, where he's buried next to a great uncle, Rav Amram Blazatzal. But how did my parents cope the rest of their lives with this tragedy? How does anybody cope? It's with this totality, within the totality of Klal Yisrael, we understand HaMokim Yenachem Eschem. Really, it should say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yenachem Eschem. HaMokim means the place. It doesn't just mean the omnipresent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The place where the Nifter is a tremendous Nechama. And that's how I was able to deal, to a small degree, with the tragedy of Levi Kaletsky, personalizing it. You don't always have to have a personal story. Sometimes you walk in to be Menachem Oval and you don't say a word. You don't have to come up with great chachmas and great insights. It's important to listen. Moran HaGaon Rav Elie Shveiz Zatzal said, the ikar tachlis of a Beis Oval is to tell over maises of the nifter or the nifteris. It creates an aliyah to the neshama. Don't get sidetracked. Don't start reminiscing nostalgically about growing up in the same shul and different balabatim who were there, or the yeshivas that you went to. That's not the tachlis of a Beis Oval. The Beis Oval is all about hearing stories of the nifter and how his memory will be perpetuated through his family, through his wife, through his children, through his grandchildren, and how we can live up to his expectations or her expectations. It's a gevaldige iloi for the neshama of the nifter or the nifteris. Many people now have a custom that they have a tape recorder or a recording device placed there for the entire time of Shiva, as hundreds of stories are told and retold that people never heard before. It's so important for the family to keep the memory alive. Very often they talk about a levaya being the kavod acharon. It's not the kavod acharon, because the children and the grandchildren b'siyata d'shmaya will continue that legacy. Many of these core values come from the time of Shiva. The time of Shiva is an unbelievable vehicle for kirov rechaikim. Very often people who aren't close to HaKadosh Baruch will become much closer during Shiva. Countless stories in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where I was the Rav for 19 years, of families that became completely Shemit Torah and Mitzvahs and sent their children to Yeshiva because of the Avelis and the fact that our shul would travel to a distant neighborhood and create minyanim around the clock and spend the time with the Avel, overwhelmed by the love, the concern, the chesed of the community. And they walked away saying, we want to be like this community. And they would begin to daven in the shul and begin to keep Shabbos. And before you knew it, several mishpachas became Shomrei Torah mitzvahs from the Beis Oval. I remember my father's atzal, his shul in Bensonhurst. Most of the Yidden were Shomrei Torah mitzvahs, many were not. And the Beis Oval was a perfect place for him to teach and to counsel, to advise, to give comfort, solace, divrei Torah concerning Tanchumen and Nechumen, and ultimately, it was able to connect these people to their sources, to their yichus, to their lineage, their glorious background. One cannot play down the chashivas of Nichum Avelim. In fact, the Rambam says, if there's a choice between being Menachem Oval or Mavaka Chayla, it's better to be Menachem Oval. And the Rambam says a very interesting, puzzling nusach, because you're doing it for some for them. Why for them? Maybe the person is sitting Shiva by himself. A goyin, Rav Nechamshik Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva of the Mir, when he came to me, Menachem Oval, my brother and I, at the Petira of our father 16 years ago, he said, the advice the Chayis, the Rambam, is teaching us that the Ovil is sitting with the neshama of the Nifter. And I would suggest that's what we say, Amoki Menachem Eschem, even if one person is sitting Shiva, because you're comforting not just the Nifter, but you're comforting the neshama as well. This teaches us that the Nifter is with the Mishpacha the entire time they're sitting Shiva, right there with them. And the halach is, you can be Menachem Aval, a father, or for a mother, children, for an entire year. You could say, I'm Oki Menachem, not just for 30 days, but for an entire year. That means their father or mother is with them the entire year. And that's a tremendous comfort, to know that the father, mother, Nifter, is right there, guiding and giving counsel. I often tell people who've lost their parents, that when you're in camp, sometimes younger children, and your mother's home, she knows you're doing well, but she doesn't see you all the time. Now your mother will be with you 24 hours a day, constantly watching over you, but also knowing of what you say and think and do. That first year is an incredible year. So much can be accomplished for parents, for spouses, for family members during the first year. In fact, the Gemara refers to a son as Broch Karadavua, the knee of the father. And the question is, why the knee of the father? Seems to be something that's very insignificant. The heart, the mind, the eyes of the father, why the knee of the father? Rav Huna Zatzal explains, and subsequently I found it in a Reb Tzadik. The Pri Tzadik says this explicitly. Rav Huna says, in a Michtov Tanchumen, written to comfort one of his Talmidim, the Navi Zechariah says, I will place you in Capital Gimel as a Mahalich, Mahalchim ben Imdim Ma'ila, one who walks amongst those that stand. There are two types of creations, Bruim, Mahalchim and Imdim. A Malach is an Imed, a human being is a Mahalich. A Malach has a tafkid, a job, he completes his task, and he stays at that same level. A human being is a Mahalich. He's ambulatory, he progresses, he steigs, he walks, he grows, he climbs. When a person is nifter, he's transformed from being a mahalach into an oimed. He's accomplished much, he's very close to the kisei hakavod, but he can't do anything else for himself. No more mitzvahs can be performed, Torah can be learned, there's no longer any shmiras haloshen or chesed. He stays at the same spot, at that same level, close to the kisei hakavod, but he can't progress any further. When a son says Kaddish, learns Torah, refrains from Lashon Hara. When a daughter performs mitzvahs and chesed, takes care of a family and of Klal Yisrael, they transform the father from being an oimed into a mahalach. He's no longer staying in the same spot. He's becoming elevated. He continues to steig. That's the knee. The knee is the part of the body that gives the person the ability to be ambulatory, to walk, to progress. That first year, Broch Karadavua, and for the rest of his life, he takes his father and he puts him on his shoulders and he walks with him once again. It's so important to impress on the Avelim how much they can accomplish for their parents, for their loved ones, as Broch Karadavua. Maariv Rabbi Rav Gifter Zatzal would often say a rich Yiddish euphemism, idiom, more than a mother dazed of it, she cries, she accomplishes, she changes the world, she connects to Hashem for her child in this world, because she can accomplish a lot more in the world to come. And very often, it's important to tell the Avelim, and I've seen this happen time and time again, that they'll see wonderful Hatzlacha the upcoming year, tremendous Simcha, Nachas, Shiduchim, Panosa, Gesund, because the parents are doing incredible things in the Olam HaEmes. Nichum Avelim is letting the Avel be comforted. And sometimes it's by your words, and very often it's by their words. I remember I was 17 years old learning Kol Torah in Yerushalayim, and a Bachar Maishir, a Bachar who was a Svarnish Bachar, his father was Nifter. Was nifted from wounds he received in one of the wars in Eretz Yisrael. And we came into the house, which was on Rehov Yafo, a little house, a friend of mine. It was a very dark interior. And he was sitting Shiva alone. And we walked into the house, and we didn't say a word, and he didn't say a word. And we sat there for several minutes. There was a Mishnayos on the table. I opened the Mishnayos. I said, Lil Nishmas, his father, learned the Mishnah, closed the Mishnayos. And we said, Amoki Menachem Eschem. And we left without telling him a word. Because for him, that was the way to comfort him. Very often, the first question people ask, how did it happen? Such a narishkeit, how did it happen? It was time. As Rebbe Tzimpam said, I remember one time traveling to Eretz Yisrael for a simcha. My brother was making a bris. And on the plane, there was a mishpacha who were coming, accompanying their father for kfura in Eretz Yisrael. As it happened, this father lived in the very same building as my brother, Yibel Mechaim in Yerushalayim. And the levaya started off in front of his house. My brother and I were standing there, and a yid was running around, makara, 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 what happened, what happened, what happened? How did he die? Ichu niftar, ichu niftar. My brother turned to me and he said, ichu niftar, yigia toa. His time came. And that's first and foremost what a person has to think. My father's atzal was nifter, a blood clot to his lungs, and everybody said they should have given him Coumadin. That wasn't the response. This was the Ritzayin Hashem. And it's necessary to accept and be matzdik the din and to encourage whatever form or way that we can, the avelim, to be matzdik the din. But let them talk about their father or mother or sibling or child or spouse, Rachman al-Atzlan, and to the best of your ability, encourage them to talk. And maybe you could say Mises as well. You never tell an oval to sit down, even if you want to be Menachem Oval. You could even do it standing. But when you tell an oval to sit down, you're telling him, so to speak, to remain in his avelis. So halacha, we don't tell an oval to sit down. What you can say is, I'd like to be Menachem Oval you. If you're sitting, it's easier to be Menachem Oval. Well, halacha, you don't have to be sitting. But you have to be careful with the words that you say in the Beis Oval, because any word that you say can either hurt, harm, or defeat the purpose of your visit, or can inspire. And it's not just a social obligation. The Gemara says, "Bekoishi hitiru l'nachem aveilam l'vaka chaylam b'Shabbos." With great difficulty do we allow you to be Menachem Oval on Shabbos. To say, "Shabbos ima l'nachem anachom akreiv olavai." It's not just to fulfill your social obligation. You want to accomplish something, taking away some of their pain by sharing their pain and saying, "Hamokim Menachem Eschem." The minig of turning around during Kabbalah Shabbos, for Boi V'Sholem, many don't know the primary reason for it. It's the last time that you could be Menachem Oval before Kabbalah Shabbos. According to many Rishonim, Mizmor Shir L'Yem HaShabbos is the ultimate Kabbalah Shabbos. That's when the Tzibur is Mekabel Shabbos. So in days of yore, they would turn around and look for any Avelim who were coming to Shul. They wouldn't be there for Kabbalah Shabbos. They'd come in for the actual Mizmor Shir. And it was the last time they could say, Hamokim Yenachem Eschem B'Sech Sha'av Elitzim V'Shaloyim. And it's a very powerful message, and it's tremendous tanchumen for the Ovel. When they walk into a shul, and 200, 300, 400 people turn around, and before they say Mizmor Shir, there's a klap, Nichum Avelim, and in Mass, all of the Tzibur says, Hamokim Yenachem Eschem B'Sech Sha'av Elitzim V'Shaloyim. And they turn around, and then they say Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos. It's showing the Avel that they're part and parcel of their pain and suffering, and their tragedy is the Tzibur's tragedy. Often, time and time again, we find young children, Rachman Litzlan, we have to be so kind to them. We have to uplift them, and we can't scare them. Many have a minig that younger children don't even sit Shiva. We don't want to be mechanach them in Avelis. Why should they grow up knowing the halachas of Avelis? We don't want it to happen again. But if the children are there, we have to be so sensitive to them. Whether or not to bring your child to a levaya, to nicham avelim, it all depends on the child and how it's presented. Very often I found that when 10, 11, 12-year-old children, Rachman al-Tzlan, are sitting shiva, and their friends come, it's a tremendous nicham for them. But it's also a time to be mekel. Don't be machmer and avelis when it comes to your children. Steigerach, when children are sitting shiva, you have to be mekel and make it easier for them. I have a young boy, he's mamash at tzaddik, his mother passed away when he was 10 years old and he's still saying Kaddish. And he's often asking me shaylas lahalacha. And sometimes with a smile he says, oh, the Rebbe says it's mutter, the Rav says it's mutter because I'm a katan, and I smile and I say yes. It's important to remind a child that he's a child. He grows up very fast. Encourage them to say Kaddish, but make it easier for them. this particular child will never say Kaddish by himself. Shtangerach, there were others in shul saying Kaddish, but his father has committed himself that if no one else is saying Kaddish at the time, he says it with his child. And there was careful consideration if the child would go to camp this summer because of the difficulty of saying Kaddish by himself. But at the end of the day, Kaddish is an incredible tefillah. Yisgadel v'yisgadei shmei rabo. That's all part of the process of coming to grips and being mekadesh kutcha brichu. The most important thing is not to give up hope. The word yiush is not in our lexicon, it's not in our dictionary. Avraham Avinu took 318 soldiers to fight the war to free Lot. Why 318? Says Reb Tzadok HaKoyim Lublin. Because 317 is yiush, yud aleph vav shin. 318 is lamala min hayiush. Klal Yisrael does not believe in giving up hope. Our nation was forged and founded l'acha yiush. Avraham Avinu was 100 years old when he has a child. Everyone gave up hope. Avraham Hilidas Yitzchok. The Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Aleph teaches us of a certain lady that wanted her wood back that had been used for the schach of the Reish Galusa, and she said, I'm a granddaughter of Avraham Avinu, I want my wood back. She was invoking this concept of never being miyayish. When a person is sitting shiva over a loved one, at the end of the day, you got to dig deep and not give up hope. You have to recognize that to Klal Yisrael, there's always hope. In fact, the Chidah says that's when the Gula is going to come. Why are we zeicha ultimately to that brach in Shmon Esrei when Dover HaMelech will come? Semach Dover Avdech Omeres Atzmiach V'Kanitor M'Shuasecha Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom. Because we're always anticipating Geula. And an Ovel has to think, I'm anticipating Tchias HaMesim. Incredible story happened in Camp Kol Torah many years ago. There was a group of children who were being taught about Churban HaBayis and what Churban HaBayis meant to them and what Mashiach means to them. And everyone had a different explanation as to why they were waiting for Mashiach. And one 12-year-old boy says, Mashiach means Tchias HaMesim. And they couldn't understand why he was fixated on Tchias HaMesim. So the director of the camp said, this boy lost his father. And to him, Tchias HaMesim is real. He's going to see his father again. It's necessary to dig deep and to find this Jewish trait of never giving up hope, of never being miyayish. That's how Klal Yisrael started, and that's how we continue, and that's how we survive. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give each and every individual the ability to cope yiratzen with their own personal tragedy. But remember, you're not in this alone. And everybody has the wherewithal, the natural resources to deal with their own nisayon. May all of the mourners of Klal Yisrael know from no further tzar and be comforted amongst the mourners of Tzion Yerushalayim. With the totality of Klal Yisrael, nationally we know of suffering, and therefore we can be part of the comforting process. It's necessary to grow this time of Avelis. It's necessary to see the Yad Hashem and to appreciate all the silver lining in the clouds, to see the Ashkacha Pratis in our lives, that we will be zeicha to be able to cope because we have a personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avelis will transcend into a time of joy and celebration. Our parents, our family members will be so proud of us, living our lives, realizing that before we know it, they'll be reunited with us, coming of Mashiach Tzidkenu, B'mehirah V'yameinu. Amen.